is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, hello there. Welcome to Friday, Archive Friday. Bring it. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Archive Friday today, taking a dip back in some of the archives. People seem to really dig the Who's the Douchebag, so we got one for you today. From the deep, dark archives of the Morning Buzz collection, we give you a classic battle. Settling a beef, if you will. So let's get to it.
Aging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
There you go.
Hey, what's up, douchebag?
Thank you. Yeah, beautiful. You can go to morningbuzz.com. Send us an email. Actually, you can send any one of us an email. Godfather. And I did say that this is a subject that's near and dear to our heart, although not all of us agree.
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear what this is.
Godfather. I broke up with my ex-fiancé about 6 months ago. Let's just say it was obvious the two of us shouldn't be married. It might have had something to do with her constant nagging and trying to control my every move. Eventually, when I realized it wouldn't change, and that it actually had gotten worse the longer we were together, I ended it. Everybody cool?
Yeah. Everybody cool.
Everybody on board?
Everybody cool.
Who's going to marry a psycho?
If I were to describe to you this woman, I'd have to say she appears to be a goody-two-shoes, perfect in all outward appearances. In the bedroom, however, goody-two-shoes she was certainly not. Matter of fact, I'll call it like I saw it. The girl, big capital letters, was a freak in bed. And I'm saying that in the most positive, complimentary way that a guy can say that about a girl. I loved it. This girl made porno stars look like virgins. We even videotaped many of our adventures. Which brings me to my question. During a recent discussion, she claims that the tapes are hers because the camera was hers, and she wants them back. I said, no way, because technically, I'm the one who bought the tapes, so they're mine. She's just worried I'll show them to people and they might get out. She can't understand why I'd want the tapes if we are not together anymore. For the record, I would never do that. I have absolutely no intention of letting them out. Who knows? Maybe I'll just watch them from time to time. Our last phone call ended when she called me a douchebag. And I thought of you guys. So what do you think? Who's the douchebag? Her for wanting the tapes or me for not letting her have them?
There are thousands, Crutchy, if not millions, of women out there who have said that they would participate in either pictures or videos or something like that. And these thousands of women are under the assumption and belief that none of their boyfriend or husband's friends have ever seen them. And they'll swear to their grave that their boyfriend or their husband is not like that. He would never do that. These are women that are just mystified by fog around their head because their best friends have seen those pictures and videos, whether you want to admit it or not. So I'm going to say that the guy is the douchebag for not giving back the tapes, because a woman won't show the tapes, you know, because that's just how women are. They won't do that. I mean, there's some that would, of course, but I mean, in general, it doesn't work that way.
Maybe the guy.
So I think the girl should get the tapes. Actually, what they should do is just sit down, get together, and destroy them in front of each other so they know. Okay, there they are. They're gone. Done. No, we don't have to worry about it. They're not an issue. I don't need them. You don't need them. They're gone. It's over and done with. But if it had to boil down, I'd give them to the girl. Any girl that I've ever taken pictures of and our relationship ended, I've given them pictures back.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Except for the copies that I keep for myself.
I think I have friends that maybe have done photographs and stuff like that, and they've never shown me. You know what I mean?
You're not the guy that they would show. Like, if I had naked pictures, I wouldn't show you.
Yeah.
I would show Scotty. I would not show you.
Sit down,
only
Scott.
Because
Scott, he's up with his hands up in the air. Yes! Yes!
Only because I think that you would shun me or look down upon me.
Andy would show you the pictures. They'd be all of his penis. It'd be all of his penis, and the girl be blurry in the background.
Yeah. What are you laughing at, Eli?
You can see those. All right, Laura, go ahead.
I think
you got pictures, Eli?
Come in. You can talk. No. What do you got, Laura?
I think that he's the douchebag. She was right for calling you that. I am with Andy in the sense that get together and destroy them together. That's how it goes. You ended the relationship, you end those videotapes, you get rid of them. Both of you together. And if you don't and you decide to keep them, you are a douchebag.
Eli, what?
I don't know. Do I look flattering in these videos? Because I'll show it to my friends.
Yeah, see, I love that.
If he looks like crap or is it small?
It doesn't really say, doesn't discuss size or anything like that. Yeah.
If they're being made, somebody's seeing them. I've seen other people's pictures, videos. Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's just proof that if a guy has them,
they will show them.
Or agree. These are the only ones. Of course they are, dude. I used to work somewhere that developed film. And guys,
that was before digital cameras, Scotty, where everything could be kept on the computer.
I'm telling you, that's the only way I got it to come.
Doesn't change that a guy will still do it. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it's taken with.
Maybe if you want to sit down and destroy, the originals. Well, let me tell you something. There's a copy out there.
Absolutely.
On
a cell phone.
Yeah, especially with digital movie cameras. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just click and copy, and it's done.
Yeah.
I believe that there are people out there that will keep it a secret.
Yeah. Yeah, and you also believe
and
in
not
what?
Share.
What else do you believe in?
Those are like...
I'm just saying, there are people
very,
out there...
I'm not saying that there's not a guy out there that... I don't think there's a guy out there at all.
Okay, well, I think...
Somebody has used, out there has seen him.
Yeah. Kelly?
Everybody.
There's only one way we can tell who the douchebag is. It's obviously to see the videos.
It's to see one of the videos.
Right, or a number of them.
Right, or a number of them.
But they both violated the cardinal rule of videotaping yourself and taking pictures, so they both deserve whatever they get.
But don't
frankly.
You think they have to be destroyed once you end the relationship? Done? It doesn't matter who bought the tape, who owns the camera.
Only if there's controversy amongst the parties.
And there
if
is.
There's, if there, right, in this case there is. But if there isn't, like, it doesn't seem
if
to be an issue.
If a girl just let it as a gift, take it
just
as...
just didn't let show and didn't make us think about it or ask for them back, then maybe I would. Maybe
if you post for the pictures, somebody else has seen them.
Maybe. I don't agree with that. I just don't agree with that. You could be right, but...
Yeah, but I think you say that because you're the guy that no one shows the pictures to.
No, I think if Greg ever had pictures of his wife, that he would never show anybody. He's one of those guys that believes that's something for him.
I don't think he would... I'll say this. If he did, which he doesn't, me, Roadkill, or Kelly would not be on that list of seeing people. But there is one person. I don't know who he is. I'm just guessing.
No, there's not.
There's one person on his list in his smaller group than us that he would flash that picture.
I bet nobody would ever see it.
I don't believe
that would be
that.
Something private between him and his wife. And I believe that there are some guys out there like Greg that would keep it so to themselves.
No. I know him well enough. He's flashed other things to me, so I know.
No, that's not true. There's nothing like that at all that I've ever flashed him. That's that's a lie. And
Can I ask you a question? Was it the one night stand?
It was his penis.
Let me just tell you something.
It was a quick flash.
There's nobody that I would show. I honestly believe that kind of stuff between a man and woman are between a man and woman. They stay that way.
Not even for an educational purpose to your son?
No, I don't. Wait a second. You're the guy that won't even discuss sex in any way, shape, or form between you and your wife. You're like me.
Well, I wouldn't.
You would never, ever show anybody.
I wouldn't take any.
Kelly, well, neither would I.
No, but say your wife did it for you. Your wife did it for you for an anniversary gift, took pictures of her naked and gave them to you. Would you be showing people? I would think.
Hold on. Let's take it a step further. Would your wife pose for it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Would your wife pose for it?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I was using a hypothetical. If they did that for you and gave you pictures,
so you
would
don't
you
really
show?
Know because you'd never be in that situation.
You're not really
sure how you would react.
No, I'm telling you how I react. First, I would never ever take them because I don't think that's a good idea. There's nothing good that ever comes from it, ever. Not once.
Well, when you first do it, good
has anything ever good come from it.
That's a good point.
Okay. Secondly, I believe that if you agree with that kind of stuff, if you're with a woman and you do that kind of stuff, it should stay private. I would never show anybody. Now, maybe the guy wants to keep it because maybe he kind of sees it as his own kind of highlight reel. I don't know.
See, but I think, right there, when you say that, that's what you say is probably the most contributing factor as to why I don't show you pictures or have not ever.
I don't ever want to see you a picture of you.
Well, I never, I would, Scotty, of the millions of pictures you've seen, have you ever seen me in the pictures outside of fully clothed?
Can I ask you a question? Why did you just do that?
All right.
You have no, I'm in the window.
And here's my.
Well, the sad part about it is,
here's my take on it.
I looked at him. But it was scary the whole time because I was like, am I going to see, is there going to be that picture that just went way too, oh my God! I couldn't delete him fast enough.
I haven't shown you pictures in a long, long time. It's been a few years.
Back to the email. I love talking about Eddie's penis, but I really would like to focus on the email that we're here to discuss.
Funny. Yeah, it was funny.
Here's my thing. She's the douchebag. Because she took the videos and now she's making a big deal about getting them back. You know what? You should have thought of that.
Yeah, you didn't have a problem when the eight guys were involved.
When you were getting all freaky. Okay, maybe you should have thought of that with the video camera rolling. Because nobody ever thinks ahead. They never, ever do. They get stupid things, you know, tattooed on their body, like Bombshell Sleestack McGee. And then they say, well, I regret it. Because they don't think ahead. Okay? You know, and they want to make videotapes like this, and they don't think ahead that maybe this might not last. And then there's the decision. What happens?
It's called living in the moment.
Ideally, yeah, sure. Okay, that's cool. You should both destroy them. I would agree with that, probably.
Yes.
But don't bitch
if
you make them and you don't have possession of them, because it's part of the risk you took when you took them.
Yeah, but
so I say she's the douchebag.
Yeah, but you always hope that.
I think it's him.
If so, you know, everybody that's asked me for them back has gotten them back.
Kelly?
I don't know, man.
The originals?
The just choose one.
They're
choose
both
one.
Douchebags, but it's the power of possession now. I think it's got to be her.
He bought the tapes. They're his. Yeah. Technically, letter of the law, he bought the
he
tapes.
He bought the
they're
tapes.
His.
So those things. So she is the douchebag.
It's her camera.
I'm going with him being the douchebag because you know he's going to show people.
He already has.
888-556-7625. Who's the douchebag? Her for wanting the tapes back or him? For not letting
and
her
while
have
we're talking about this
back.
Once again, remember Kelly at morningbuzz.com, Andy at morningbuzz. We'll see him
first. first to get five votes will be the douchebag winner.
Send him to Kelly.
First to get five votes. See, what we got. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kevin.
Kevin, who's the douchebag here? Him or her?
I think it's her.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
still no
it.
Pictures.
Hi, Morning Buzz.
Nothing.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Hey. Two Kevins in a row. Kevin, who do you think's a douchebag, him or her?
It's got to be her. When you go to the carnival and you go to the music video booth, you buy the tape and you get the video.
Amen, bro. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Good morning.
Hi.
They're both douchebags, but I would have to say it's him. And I got to agree with Andy. You know, they ought to get together, put the tape on, verify it, maybe do it again, and then destroy the tape, you know what I mean? Get rid of it, because both of them are going to end up in relationships down the road, obviously, and it's just going to do more damage if somebody else finds that tape.
Hi, Morning Buzz. What do we got, 2-1 here? Who's the douchebag, him or her?
She's a douchebag.
She's a douchebag. All right, thank you very much. Hi, Morning Buzz. Who's the douchebag here, him or her?
I think he is.
You think he is?
Shoot,
ooh, we are all 3-2. This is close. All right, thanks, buddy. Hi, Morning Buzz. Who's this?
This is Bear.
Hey, Bear. Who's the douchebag, man?
I would say he is.
3-3.
We are all tied up, buddy. That's pretty good right there. Very good. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
This is Andrea.
Andrea, I'm glad we got a woman to chime in here. Andrea, who's the douchebag? Him for wanting to keep the tapes or her for wanting them back?
Keep him for wanting to keep them because, I mean, if it's over, let her go her way, let him go his way. Yep. And what if happens if he gets married and his wife finds it? Because I can tell you from experience, she's not going to be happy.
All right, thank you.
Remember, blacksmith at morningbuzz.com.
That gets back to what I talked about, looking ahead. You know, and people never look ahead. Hi, Morning Buzz. So where are we at, 4-3?
Yep.
Hi, who's this?
It's Greg.
Hey, Greg.
She's a douchebag. If she's going to be a performer, she's going to deal with it.
That's right. You put out an album, you got to live with it for the rest of your life, right? So this is it. It's all tied up, 4-4.
We have like
4-4 all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Polly. I would say he was a douchebag because I was in the exact same predicament. We were together for 10 years. We were supposed to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made the tapes, so I thought we were going to be together forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we broke up, he hid them. He took them away, threatened to do all kinds of stuff to them with them because he was angry.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke into his house, smashed them, left them on his coffee table.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty good.
So that way, now, he gets to keep them,
In this email, the guy says he never has any intention of doing anything with them. You know, that's what he's saying.
He says that now.
Well, you were the deciding vote, so the guy who wrote the email, I hate to tell you, but according to this woman,
you're the douchebag. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag now.
There you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We're back Monday morning at 5:30. Got the big Autumn Buzz Copper Ale beer release party coming up on Thursday. Looking forward to that. You'll win a chance to join us, so be tuned in Monday. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you then.